By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump took his tough law and order message to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump is shifting the election battle against Democrat Joe Biden from a verdict on his coronavirus pandemic response to an issue of law and order here in the U.S. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Trump also pledged $1 million to help the Kenosha police and an additional $4 million to help small businesses damaged or destroyed. Supporters of President Trump clashed with protesters, but there were no immediate reports of arrest there. On Monday, President Trump defended a teenage supporter accused of fatally shooting 2 men at a demonstration in Kenosha last week and accused Democrat Joe Biden of siding with the rioters in that unrest. Election Day, 9 weeks away, and former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner of each state receives all of the state's electoral votes. Each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later this month and twice in October. For more news, as always, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app, via remote. This is VOA News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of COVID-19. President Trump directed the CDC back in early August to consider if temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. The order lasts through December 31st. An administration official told reporters the order was not an invitation to stop paying rent and said renters should pay a portion of rent if they can. The CDC order said renters can still be evicted for reasons other than not paying rent or making a housing payment. Well, the strongest typhoon of the year is on its way to the Korean Peninsula Wednesday after lashing Japan with strong winds and rain. Warnings issued for an area around Okinawa, home of the U.S. military bases, says strong gusts could cause some homes to collapse, and extremely high tides were a risk as well. The Japanese Weather Agency said Typhoon Maisik was expected to later make landfall in Japan's main southern island. Maisik is expected to make landfall Wednesday in South Korea as a Category 1 or Category 2 storm. The Brazilian city of Niterói in Rio de Janeiro state has begun testing a coronavirus vaccine produced by the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac. The trial is being conducted by a partnership between the city government, the Butantan Institute, and the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation. Some 800 of the city's healthcare workers have already applied to participate in the study as volunteers to receive the vaccine. 5 other Brazilian states are participating in the Sinovac test, with 9,000 volunteers in total. Brazil has some of the highest coronavirus tallies in the world, with more than 3.9 million coronavirus cases, 121,381 deaths, making it the second worst hit country in the world behind the United States. Well, Trinidad and Tobago has adopted a stringent face mask policy to prevent the spread of the virus in the Caribbean. Starting Monday, anyone 8 years and older caught not wearing a mask in public without a good reason faces a $1,000 fine. The penalty increases to $2,000 for a second offense and $3,000 if someone is caught a third time without a mask. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.